I was ready to go to the house, but the cowboys were still puzzling over the problem of how to get the cow loaded. That being their problem, I didn't concern myself with it. I was licking down a couple of spots where the cow had mussed my coat, when all at once I realized that the boys had stopped talking, and they were looking under the pickup at me. "Here, Hanky, come here, boy." That was Loper. I hardly recognized his voice. Instead of yelling and cursing, he was addressing me in a tone that was not only friendly, but also full of respect and admiration. What was this? "You mean, after years and years of being yelled at and taken for granted, I was suddenly getting some of the appreciation I so richly deserved?" I crawled out from under the pickup and collected kind words, pats on the head, a couple of nice rubs under the chin. I was basking, so to speak, in the limelight when, that was strange. Loper picked me up and carried me into the back compartment of the trailer, and Slim slipped the catch rope around my middle, just behind my front legs, and he pitched the coils of the rope over the bars on the left side of the... What were these guys? And then they left me in there by myself, and Slim took hold of the rope and gave it a jerk, and I went up into the air and... What the heck were they... "All right, Hank, start barking again. See if you can get her to come after you." Start barking? See if I could... Huh? Suddenly, the pieces of the puzzle. Hey, those guys were planning to use me for bait, which was too bad because I had no intention of... But on the other hand, when they've got you on a catch rope, it's hard to argue. I barked a protest. I mean, this was by George outrageous. But barking might not have been a smart thing to do, don't you see? Because it sort of called attention to my presence there in the trailer. And here she came. I could see the blood veins standing out on her eyeballs. I could hear her snorting like a locomotive. I could see the sharp tips of her horns gleaming in the sunlight. Fellers, she flew into that trailer like a jungle cat, and all at once it seemed awful crowded. For a minute, I thought the old curtain was about to fall on my life's performance, so to speak, and that I was fixing to go to my internal reward. In a flash, Loper slammed the back gate shut, which was not what I considered good news at that point, since it locked me and that wild horned woman in a small space that was getting smaller by the minute. And at the same moment, just as I was about to be shredded and punctured, Slim jerked the rope and pulled me out of the pit of death. "Good job, Hanky. Nice work." He patted me on the head. Many words and thoughts marched across the vast expanse of my mind at that moment, none of which I can repeat. The point is, I had survived the ordeal, but it had left a bitter taste in my mouth. A bitter taste is better than no taste at all, but it's still a long way from sweet. We loaded up and headed for the house. Oh, one last thing. That mysterious brown rain, tobacco juice.